We go mountaineering again today. Already we've climbed the Mount of Transfiguration, seen the glory of Jesus revealed as the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Then we climbed Skull Mountain, Calvary, Golgotha, saw Jesus crucified. Today we're going to go up a mountain that is very important, but somewhat unknown. We're going to climb Mount Moriah. Our journey begins 2,000 years before Jesus was born. God had appeared to Abraham, told him to leave his family and go to a country that he would show him, that he'd give him descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and one particular descendant in whom all the nations of the earth would be blessed. One small problem. Abraham and Sarah had no children. He was 75, past the age of having children. And yet he believed. But it took 25 years for God to fulfill the promise with the birth of Isaac. 100 years old. Can you imagine how precious this child was to Abraham and Sarah? And how surprising then, when Isaac was a teenager, God tested Abraham. God appeared to Abraham and said, "Take your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah. Offer him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains there, the one which I will direct you." So Abraham began climbing Mount Moriah with his son Isaac, who carried the wood and the fire for the sacrifice. You remember how the Lord then prevented that sacrifice as the angel commanded Abraham to stop just as he was about to kill Isaac. And the Lord provided that ram caught in a thicket as a substitute sacrifice for Isaac. And so Genesis 22 tells us Abraham called the place Yahweh Yireh, "The Lord will provide." And Moses makes the comment, "So it is to this day, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." So on Mount Moriah, God provided a substitute sacrifice for Isaac. But fast forward now 1,000 years, the time of King David. David had become king, had conquered the enemies of Israel, and established a kingdom. But he got a little big for his britches, and he took a census. And evidently, this taking of a counting of his people was a prideful thing. At any rate, the Lord sent a plague. Many were killed. And as the angel stretched forth his hand towards Jerusalem to destroy it, now Jerusalem was that city that David would build as his capital, the angel said, "Stop." David then confessed, "I am the one who sinned. I am guilty." Jerusalem was stayed. And so at that site, God commanded David to build an altar on the threshing floor. In those days, the threshing would be on the high hill so the winds would blow the chaff away. Here, David built that offer and sacrificed oxen. We read, "David built an altar to the Lord, offered burnt offerings and fellowship offerings there." This high hill, this mountain, was Mount Moriah. Now David wanted to build a temple for the Lord, a house. They're still in that tabernacle from the wilderness journeys. But God said, "No, your son Solomon's going to build the temple." Guess where the temple was built? It was built on that same hill, that Mount Moriah. We read, read, Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. And in this temple, the blood of bulls, sheep, goats flowed, sacrifice after sacrifice to the Lord. And these sacrifices were a shadow picture of the one great sacrifice to come. And these sacrifices were for the forgiveness of the sins of the people of Israel. So on Mount Moriah, also named the Temple Mount, God provided sacrifice after sacrifice in order that his people might not suffer punishment for their sins. But we know that all the blood of bulls and goats and animals couldn't pay for a single sin that we have committed. They were pictures of something greater coming. And so, this Good Friday, our journey culminates not on Mount Moriah, where these sacrifices would come to a close. They served the purposes. They were pointing to a greater Savior to come. In fact, 40 years later, the whole temple on Mount Moriah, city of Jerusalem, would be destroyed by the armies of Titus. But it was on Good Friday that the fulfillment of Mount Moriah came. The Lord will provide. And he provided that once and for all perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. He provided that in his holy Son, Jesus, who became man. And you'll hear on Good Friday what he suffered on that hill, Skull Mountain, outside Jerusalem. So what is so important about Mount Moriah? It was the name that Abraham gave it to it. The Lord will provide. And he did. So at Mount Moriah, Abraham found the Lord will provide. In the temple built by Solomon on that threshing floor that David bought, the Old Testament people learned that God will provide. But how blessed are we? Tomorrow, we can say, the Lord has provided. He has provided for us the forgiveness of sins, the promise of everlasting life in the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So not only on Good Friday and Easter, but every day of your life, as the children of God, as you see the Lamb of God, remember, the Lord has provided. We learned that Lena Strike shared the news of the death of her father, Charles Romberg of Sleepy Eye. He's also the grandfather to Lydia and Luke. And so we pray. Heavenly Father, again, we realize the sting of death in our lives during this Holy Week. But as we look forward to Easter, we give thanks to God who gives us the victory over death through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Especially this Easter, we again celebrate the living hope of our inheritance through Jesus' death and resurrection. We pray that you would comfort the friends and family of Charles as we give thanks to you for your gracious provision. The Lord has provided. Amen. We continue now with hymn 142, the first stanza.